You're listening to SBS News.
Don't dig it! Leave it in the ground, start to get with it! Go! Don't dig it! Leave it in the ground, start to get with it!
Outside the federal court in Melbourne, 16-year-old Anjali Sharma is launching a David versus Goliath class action against the federal environment minister.
I've taken it to social media and I've taken it to the streets and I've protested and I've yelled. And now I'm taking it to the courtroom and I'm asking the court to recognise that as the Environment Minister, Susan Lee owes us as young people, as marginalised people, a duty of care.
She's the lead claimant in the case brought forward by eight young people across four states. The five-day trial will decide the fate of an application to expand the Vickery coal mine in New South Wales on the basis the Environment Minister has a common law duty of care to protect young people against the future harms of climate change. Principal lawyer for Equity Generation David Barnden says it's the first of its kind in Australia.
It's a unique action in Australia. There's never been a case like it. What it does is it says that the law must develop in order to protect younger people, to protect vulnerable people from these impacts.
The proposed extension of the open cut mine would increase its production by about 25%, which claimants estimate will lead to around 370 tonnes of carbon emissions over the next 25 years. Anjali Sharma says it's a decision that will directly affect her future.
We are one of those groups who will be affected disproportionately because we have to live with the decisions that people, you know, in an office in Canberra right now are making. We're the ones who are going to have to live with them.
In opening remarks, lead barrister Noel Hutley told the court that there is a real likelihood the minister will, unless restrained, approve the extension project. The court heard the extension will contribute to an aggregation of carbon dioxide that will take global warming beyond 2 degrees, an event he said will end with a real possibility of catastrophic harms. Sister Bridget Arthur is acting as litigation guardian for the teenage claimants. She says urgent action is needed.
Our planet is hurting. We need to take action, not to write papers and not to plan for a long time in the future, but to take action right now.
David Barnden says the goal is not just to prevent the extension of the Vickery coal mine, but to set a legal precedent to challenge the federal government on climate change.
It has, and it will have, if we are successful, significant impacts for other fossil fuel projects in Australia.
A spokesperson for the Environment Minister, Susan Lee, told SBS she would not be commenting on a matter that is before the court. The trial is scheduled for final arguments on Friday. Abby Dinham, SBS News.